I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time now, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if that big turkey dinner is making you want to take a break from food, a new study says working out to start a fast can help you potentially burn more body fat. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, police have officially charged a man with the death of a 16-year-old Westlake High School student in May. Police say the man was driving under the influence when he ran a red light, hit the teen, and killed him. Third, let's get the latest on your drive in this morning, brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz.
Well, Tim, we do have a crash near Deer Creek Reservoir on Highway 189. That's in Provo Canyon. Not blocking, though, thankfully, on that one. And then Highway 40, that's down in Duchesne. Who cares about that? Nobody can hear it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is 28 degrees with KSL's top national stories.
Some prices are higher due to inflation. Some shelves may be bare because of the tangled supply chain, but Black Friday deals are still up for grabs.
I got some shoes for like $30-$35, which usually costs like $70-$80.
Ani Ross shopping late Thursday at an outlet mall outside Los Angeles. More selling than buying going on in global financial markets. The Dow is set to plummet more than 700 points at the open. It's amid fears of the impacts of a new variant of COVID-19. It was first detected in South Africa, and it may be more transmissible. European Union is proposing banning flights from Southern Africa. The WHO meeting today to discuss it. They say it will take some time to determine the impact. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers met with the president of Taiwan during a surprise visit there amid tensions between China and Taiwan. And more than 40,000 utility customers in Southern California still don't have power shut off to reduce the wildfire risk. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. If you've tried to book a flight anywhere for the holidays, you probably already know the prices are soaring. Joe Francicelli, the editor of business travel website Joe Sent Me, says a year ago fares were at record lows, so really we're returning to the prices of 2 years ago.
The problem is people don't remember 2019. That seems like forever ago. So if you did travel last year at Christmas time, you were paying record low fares, even from a high fare destination like Salt Lake City. So now it really feels like sticker shock, back to where we were in 2019.
Francicelli says it pays to comparison shop, but in Salt Lake, we're at a bit of a disadvantage.
First thing you need to remember is that Salt Lake is a virtual prisoner of Delta Airlines. Delta itself, the mainline airline, controls more than 50% of the traffic at Salt Lake City. It's vassal, I call it a vassal carrier. It's commuter carrier, SkyWest, which serves smaller markets, controls another 20%. So basically, when you go to Salt Lake City, 7 out of 10 chances it's going to be Delta. That's not good for lower fares because any power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So Delta charges a premium price out of Salt Lake City because they can. So if you are going nonstop from Salt Lake City to almost anywhere, it's likely to be on Delta. And the fare will be higher than you'd want and certainly higher than average. Your best hope, while it's not a great tactical move geographically, is hoping for a connecting flight. Then at least you can connect, you can compare flights over connecting markets. You don't always have to fly Delta. You can fly American or United, say, over Chicago or Alaska Airlines, over Seattle or Portland if you're going that way. And then there's Southwest, which unfortunately is just 10% of the market. So you could say that 90% of the Salt Lake City market is controlled by higher fare carriers.
If your travel dates are flexible, you can also plan around dates that are in less demand and get lower fares that way. I know University of Utah fans trying to get down to Las Vegas for next week's Pac-12 championship. Round-trip tickets to Las Vegas, an hour flight, are hovering around $500 per seat right now. So I know there's going to be a lot of cars that are headed south on the roads probably Thursday of next week. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. It is 6:49. Time for us to get a look at how the roads are doing this morning. On the nines, of course, traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. And Andy Farnsworth is back in the traffic center.
Well, Tim, a few more people up and about now on the roadways. Not a lot, and you're still going to be able to probably get to wherever you're going in the minimum travel time. There's no areas that you need to avoid. I am seeing busier traffic now along Van Winkle, 700 East in that part of the valley. But Redwood, Bangor Highway, some of those main arteries all looking good. And the freeways dry and moving great. Great. Echoes from Jerusalem. Share this new readable abridgment of the Book of Mormon with your friends and family. Start sharing now. Echoes from Jerusalem in stores and online at Deseret Book and Seagull Bookstores. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's go back to Grant Wayman. He's in this morning with a look at your 7-day forecast.
Partly cloudy up to 47 degrees for today. Sunshine 46 tomorrow. And more of the same for the rest of the weekend. Sunday 51 and sunshine. And 51 on Monday as well, mostly sunny skies. Really more of the same Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Becoming hazy, sunshine, temperatures near 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 28 degrees. Boy, tomorrow is a massive day for Cougar sports fans. Women's soccer, they have a chance to advance to the, I think they call it the NCAA, is it National Cup for soccer? They're in the semifinals. That game is going to be down in Provo. Men's basketball is going to be taking on the University of Utah tomorrow night with a 7:30 tip-off. 8:30 kickoff for the Cougar football team. They're on the road down at the Coliseum to take on the USC Trojans. And so it's going to be a busy day for the home of the Cougars here on KSL as well. And you're wondering, how can I keep tabs on what's happening with the basketball game while the football game is going on the radio? You can actually catch the basketball game on the KSL Xtreme. For those of you that are familiar with our website, just go to KSLnewsradio.com and you can follow directions there. But we'll try and keep you up to date with it all on a very busy sports day happening tomorrow here on KSL, where the news time is 6:52.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Hi, Doug Wright and my friends at Intellibed. Boy, do they pull out the stops for the Black Friday promotion. Of course, in our home, we've been sleeping on an Intellibed forever, even have one in our guest bedroom. If you're looking for the best bed you can buy at an amazing price, how about this? 15% off any Signature Collection mattress, a free accessory bundle, including the two gelled microfiber pillows, a bamboo sheet set, a Prime Terry mattress protector, plus free shipping. Only Intellibed is made with the revolutionary gel matrix. So you get the world's only bed, firm and soft at the same time. And this deal's waiting for you. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale and Logan. Or you can call 888-GEL-BEDS with a Z and speak to a sleep specialist. By the way, Intellibed is giving away an $8,000 luxury mattress this November. All you have to do to enter is go to Intellibed.com/no pressure for the giveaway details.
Skip the crowded mall on Black Friday and swing by Shane Company for wonderful gifts that'll light up the holidays. We have unique fine jewelry in every price range. Our no-pressure jewelry consultants will help you find the perfect gift. Get a beautiful pendant with her birthstone, or a stunning bracelet with sapphires, or diamond stud earrings. Our studs start at under $200 and go up to many thousands. We have the whole range. Since we're a direct importer, you'll always get the best value. With the largest selection of fine jewelry, it'll be easy to find great gifts, all tied with a burgundy bow and ready to give. Visit our store or check out our online gift guide for memorable holiday gifts that'll be treasured for a lifetime. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. The big story of money news this morning is just what's happening with the markets. The futures off 828 points right now on the Dow because of this new Delta a COVID variant that comes out of South Africa. It's down 813 now as we speak, down 2.3%. The S&P futures off 80. The NASDAQ is down 166. And we'll watch the opening bell for you coming up at 7:30. Right now, though, it's time for Jazz Notes with KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
Donovan Mitchell's rough performance against the Memphis Grizzlies on Monday night appeared to carry over into Wednesday's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the guard showed up when the Jazz needed him most. Mitchell had just 7 points heading into the final minute of the fourth quarter, but then scored three straight baskets in the final 60 seconds of the game to secure the 110-104 victory.
Honestly, this is what I do. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, you know, the right play, and then sometimes you got to go out there and just get it. You know, I like those shots that I got. You know, at the end of the day, I'm going to continue to take them, and my team trusts me. I trust myself. Put the work in for those moments and, you know, never let the moment get too big.
The Jazz move to 12-6 with the victory and sit in third place in the Western Conference as they prepare to face the New Orleans Pelicans tonight and tomorrow at Vivint Arena. For a full breakdown on Wednesday's game, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.